I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
All right, Steph. Welcome to episode 200.
200
Did you think that
episodes.
We would ever get here?
I didn't think I'd be here. Like, I didn't think you would actually have me as a co-host still. So, miracles still happen, people.
And we are here with the man who has been with us this entire journey, Mr. Craig Clawson.
He's here with us.
Hey, guys.
We're so excited.
For doing this with us.
Thank you for being on this journey with us.
Yes. Oh, it's been my pleasure, yeah.
Yes, 4 years now. Yeah. All right, Craig. So, this is a big deal. Episode 200. The average podcast goes about seven
episodes. Crazy.
So for us to get here is just amazing.
Monumental.
And we are very close, Steph. I looked at this earlier this morning. We are very close to being within the top 1% of all podcasts.
No!
So we've got a listen score of 42. I don't know what everything that goes into that score, but we have a score of 42. 43 is when you go into the elite tier of 1%.
Yep.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're
shut up.
Real close to it. Real close.
So we're very close to being in that elite 1%
club. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Why is no one else freaking out like I'm freaking out? You guys need to be freaking out, both of you.
I am freaking out. This is me freaking out.
Can't you tell?
I just freak out.
Like, why aren't you running around the house right now, Craig?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's pretty awesome. Yes.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so with this being episode 200,
yes,
Craig cut an ad, a call to action, and we asked listeners to send in a voicemail message. Okay, so we've got a handful of messages, Steph, that I want to air here.
Okay.
And we'll respond to them.
Perfect.
The first is going to be actually the voicemail that we have on our business account. Very cute. It's Emmy and Elle. And then the first is from our daughter, Emmy, our 12-year-old. She wanted to leave us a message and actually share a story with you.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Tell us a good story.
Leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Hi, Mom and Dad. It's Emmy. Congratulations on getting to episode 200. Dad said I could leave a voicemail and tell Mom a story. Both Elle and I think it's absolutely hilarious how people react to Dad when you're not with him. Like, for example, this morning at church, this lady literally ran up to us and she was like, where's Steph? Is she with you? And Dad was like, sorry, she's not feeling well. And she literally was like, okay, tell her I said hi. Like, she was so sad. And then a few weeks ago at Tate's soccer team party at Dairy Queen, we walked in and there was this mom. And she was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Where's Steph? And Dad was like, I'm sorry, she couldn't make it. She had work or, like, something. The expression on her face was like, are you kidding me? That's the only reason why I came here. Like, she was so disappointed. And me and Dad were just, like, laughing at Dairy Queen. It's like, literally nobody cares about Dad. So, Mom, I love you. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Bye.
All right, Steph.
Aww.
That is 1,000% true, what you just heard. And I've told you this in the past. Like, but I totally get it. I totally get it. If I show up to the party and you're not there, women are going to be like, oh, you showed up? Like, where's the fun at?
No, not Steph, at all.
It is so funny because, of course, before we started doing this podcast, I had always joked, like, when we go to church, people didn't know my name. Like, my name was Steph's husband, right? And I always joked about that. I'm totally fine with that. But I think it's hilarious that our kids are even seeing it now, that when I show up and you're not with me, everyone's so disappointed.
But see, that's partly your problem because you will even say, I don't want to say you're antisocial, but you're kind of antisocial, where you just kind of keep to yourself, like you're totally fine being in a corner, no
totally
one talking
fine.
To you.
Yes.
And I'm just like, no, we got to get
ourselves. Oh, you're hugging
out
everybody
there.
In the room.
I'm totally hugging everyone. Even when people are not hugging me and they're stiff arm, so, I'm still hugging them.
Okay, so when people do this to me in the future,
yes.
Do I just need to be like, no, Steph's not here, but I am. What do you need? Do you need a hug?
They want a hug.
Do you want a hug?
You hug them.
Do you need to get some words out?
100%.
Go ahead. Start talking to me. I'll tell Steph later. Go ahead.
No, but you hug them, and they're like, but I'm here. So what do you want to talk about? It's perfect.
So 4 years ago, mm-hmm. we met Craig Clausen.
Yep.
He came over to our house, did a 10-minute pilot.
Yep.
Recorded it, and I had no idea how it was going
to
sound.
Well, I remember he came to the house, and you kept bringing in more and more equipment
oh my gosh,
into the house. And yeah. I'm like, Kevin, we can't do this.
You brought in this mixing board as if you were mixing for the Imagine Dragons at Nationwide Arena. I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's what this entails? And you're like, oh, it's just a little overkill here. And I'm like, this whole thing is taking up a table.
Yeah. I was right? like, babe, we can't do this. I don't think this is for us.
Yeah, we had the mixing board, and then we had a bunch of mics and headphones and all that gear. And yeah, it's a little much for a podcast, but I mean, that was just my gear that I do for doing sound and
yeah.
stuff like that. I didn't have, at the time, a smaller set
yeah.
to bring and like not overwhelm you guys.
Yeah. yeah. So we listened to it, and I was like, okay, if that's the worst this is going to be, that's not too bad. So we got through it, then Steph, we decided to buy a little bit of equipment and then work with Craig here to
yeah.
move forward.
I want to know something from you, Craig. When
yeah.
we started 4 years ago, would you have ever thought you'd be sitting with us
gosh.
4 years later and doing the 200th episode with us?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't. Now that I think back about it, with all the clients that I work with, I think you guys have the most enthusiasm towards the project. And I think that's because you're not doing it to promote yourselves.
Correct.
You're, and it comes across. You guys promote your guests. I think a lot of podcasts, a lot of people buy microphones, sit down, and they talk about themselves.
Mm.
And I think that comes across as disingenuous, but you don't get that with you guys because you guys aren't that way. This isn't about you. It's always been about your guests, your family, and your community. And I think that's one of the things that really separates you from a lot of shows out there.
Aw, thanks, Craig. I think you do bring up a great point. Like, it's really hard, like, on sometimes our fifth episodes when we do talk about ourselves. I'm like, oh, like, you know, he wants to talk about some of the stuff that's happened. And I just cringe because I don't want it to come across that we're bragging, or I don't want that. But apparently you two feel like people need to know this stuff.
I don't know if it's necessary that they need to know it, but what you're doing is you're sharing your success with the audience.
Mm.
I mean, they are part of the show as well,
yes.
your audience. And so they've become very invested in you as co-hosts and you as people. And so you're sharing good news with them. I think because of that, a lot of your listeners see you as almost like extended family.
Oh, I love that.
I think a lot of people think they know us.
Mm-hmm.
Just from listening to us on a weekly basis.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
really
that. I hope y'all do feel that way.
All right, Steph, let's share a couple more phone calls here.
Okay.
I love the message from the kids. The kids are great. This has been the most amazing podcast I've ever listened to. It has made my day every single week. I binge watched it when I first heard about it, and now I listen all the time. You all are amazing. I love your story, all the stuff with the kids, your family, your sister, father-in-law, all your family. I am so proud of you guys and excited that you made 200. This is Stacy, and I really appreciate you all.
Hi, Stephanie and Kevin. It's Danielle Conrad Michael, and we're calling to congratulate you on your 200th episode. We are faithful listeners of Tell Us a Good Story, and we are so proud of you guys for making it to 200, and we can't wait to hear the next 200 and even the one with Chip and Joanna. So congratulations, and onward to bigger and better.
Hey, Kevin and Steph, it's Amy Groff. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Absolutely amazing. Super proud of you guys. Love you both.
Aww. Oh my gosh.
How nice was that?
Stacy, Danielle, and Miss Amy, that just blew my mind. If you guys could have had a video of me, I have the biggest smile. My mouth has been opened. Tears in the eyes. Like, y'all, thank you. Thank you.
And that last one, Amy, she was your roommate in college.
Nope. She was my best friend in college.
But weren't you roommates at some point?
No. Never roommates.
I thought she was roommates at Civista when I met you.
Oh, yes, she was. I was thinking the NAS, babe. Oh, that's so funny. Yes, we were.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
All right, Steph. So, thinking about what's transpired the last 4 years, mm-hmm. what are some things that have surprised us?
I'm still surprised that I'm at the end of this table with you right now.
That you're a co-host?
That I'm still co-hosting with you.
Because you were not the first person who came to my mind when I thought of Tell Us a Good Story.
No, but I was fifth choice.
But you're hands down the best.
In fact, I had a shirt made that says fifth choice. I almost wore it today in honor of the 200th episode.
Well, and what's funny about that is that you've been nominated for best podcast host.
I have been nominated for best podcast host.
Not this guy. You.
I think it was because Kevin told people, like, please vote for my wife so I have a better standing in the house if she gets up there.
Not at all. Not at all.
That was another thing that blew us away when we were up for those awards.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Right?
A year ago.
For the National Podcast of the Year and then Host of the Year.
Yes.
So that was crazy.
The thing that surprised me was us getting a message this past summer from a listener saying, hey, I'm reading about you in my women's... What is it?
Women's World
Magazine, which is a national magazine on a weekly basis.
Yep.
And so sent us a picture and there we were.
So I was at work and I had a listener reach out and she's like, I'm reading Women's World Magazine and Tell Us a Good Story's in it. My coworker was in the break room with me and I started screaming. She's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh my gosh, what's wrong? I'm like, oh my gosh, we're Women's World Magazine. And I immediately sent it to you. Kevin sent it to Craig, like, freaking out with no clue.
I had no idea.
No.
Craig bought two magazine covers for us.
Which was amazing. Sent it to us,
which was nice. And here's what's wild. We had no idea.
No clue that
this was taking place. No. We didn't have a PR agent. We still don't know how we got in that magazine.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't even contact you to like ask or say anything. They just said, well, we're just going to put you out there.
Yeah. And they had a nice section in the magazine of, you've got to check out this amazing podcast. And it was Tell Us a Good Story. And then right beside of it was Tom Hanks. And then who's the guy on Thor? Chris Hemsworth on the page beside of it. And it's like, we're right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
So cool.
That surprised me.
That might have been one of the coolest experiences ever with Tell Us a Good Story. Just
that
because
was neat.
We had no clue.
Right.
So that was pretty special.
I've been surprised from the messages we get from guests about how they look forward to every Friday morning when each new episode drops. And it's part of their weekly routine.
Their Friday routine.
It's their Friday routine and they look forward to it. That surprised me. That's like part of their weekly thing.
Well, it was so cute because there was a couple listeners that even reached out on Facebook like, oh, 2 days away from Friday for the podcast drop. And I'm like, just so cool.
Yeah, so people actually look forward to it,
which
is nice. Another thing that surprised me that happened just maybe 2 months ago.
Mm.
So I reached out to Diamond Dallas Page's PR guy.
Yes.
All right? And he sent me an email and said, here's my phone number. Give me a call. So I called him and I'm starting to pitch us to him. And immediately he cuts me off and says, no, Kevin, no, I'm already sold on you guys. We've looked at your website. We've looked at your podcast, what you guys do. We love Tell Us a Good Story. We want to be part of it. He's like, the only question is, when do you want to talk to Dallas?
Wow.
And so we scheduled it for the next week and had an hour and a half conversation with Diamond Dallas Page. And then he asked if he could come back, right? Which we'll gladly talk to him again. But I reached out to this PR agent maybe the day later and said, hey, we had a fantastic conversation. Thank you for setting that up. And he's like, hey, I meant to call you. I'm like, oh, what's wrong? He said, when you got off the phone with Dallas, he reached out to me. And typically, when Dallas reaches out to me, it's because an interview went wrong.
Uh-huh.
However, he reached out to me to say, those two people were fantastic. That might be the nicest couple I've ever seen.
Aww.
And his PR guy's response was, hey, I've been trying to get you on the show for months. He's like, I knew it was going to be a great episode.
Aww.
So he thanked me for interviewing his client.
Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page. That's blew me special. Away. He literally like lied to him. Yeah, I've been trying to get you on this show. Been working really hard, and we were able to get you in here before the year end, which is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, that you've heard so much from your guests is that they enjoy the time that they spend with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's true.
I mean, the listeners don't get to hear that as often as you and I get to hear it, right? Where that, you know, once you guys are done recording,
they say it.
They say it. They're like, this was fantastic. This is the best interview I've ever had, and blah, blah, blah.
Like a couple weeks ago, John Cooper of Skillet,
mm-hmm.
when we got off, he said, hey, I love this because you're asking me about good stuff. You didn't ask about politics. You didn't ask about what's going on in the world and everything. He's like, there's a lot of stories mm-hmm. that he shared that he hasn't shared in a long time. Because I didn't care about all the negative stuff. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And so he actually appreciated us giving him an opportunity to talk about something that's fun.
Well, and it's really cool because so many guests, we always want to respect our guests' time. And we always, before we have you guys listen, we're like, how much time do you have? Typically, you know, 20, 30 minutes. So we're like, okay, so we try to gear the conversation to that so we can try to get as much in as we can. And then once we hit that mark, we're like, okay. And they're like, no. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
And we'll get an hour and a half with these people, which is just unbelievable that they would spend that much time with us.
All right, Steph, let's share a couple more phone calls here.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Nicole Kibler. Kevin and Steph were introduced to me as friends of our pastors at our church. They came and spoke with us and spoke about their book. And ever since then, I've listened to every single episode of their podcast, sometimes multiple times. They're such an inspiration. They're such good people. I don't know them personally, but I know that they've come to our town carnivals, our church holds, and they've helped me personally in more ways than one. And I just want to thank them for everything that they do and encourage them to keep doing what they're doing because they're such a blessing. Thank you, Kevin and Steph. You're doing amazing. Love you guys.
Hey, Kevin and Steph, it's your buddy, Dr. John, just calling to say congratulations on so many episodes. That is absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of what you guys are doing there. And my favorite part is just hearing your story, your life, and getting to hear what's going on with you guys, because you guys are such special people. And I've always known that, but now everyone else is finding that out too, so I think that is so cool. And I am excited for you guys to come down and go python hunting with me soon. So we got to go on some adventures. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, Nikki, that was so sweet. Nikki, I just love. Like she said, we met her in Pennsylvania, and she literally has been one of our biggest fans ever since we started this episode. Like, she'll send us, like, amazing encouraging words, or she'll share our episodes. Yep. Like, I just love her. And then Dr. John... You guys, so you know that Kevin went and hung out with Dr. John with the one episode, but our next goal is to go python hunting.
That's his goal,
but I am a huge advocate of going python hunting down in the Everglades. So it'd be Kevin, Dr. John, and I. And I think it could be like a business expense if we do
this. It's a write-off.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
So I do agree with Dr. John. We need to make that happen.
You should get Amy Seawee involved.
That's who we were
doing.
Actually,
we've had conversations about making that happen.
If you guys go, if you guys go python hunting, you need to find somebody to be taking video of you doing
this. 100%.
100.
I'll be the one taking
the video. Kevin's going to be the one video. Dr. John and I are going to be the one catching
the
pythons.
I'll be in the truck with a spotlight and a video camera and watch you guys. I would not want to do that stuff.
Oh, I absolutely want to do that. Yeah, I 100% want to do this.
Her excursion is like 46 hours at night.
Yeah.
At night. And you're catching pythons that are the size of telephone poles.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. That'd be hard to video, actually, if it's at night.
Man.
But it's the night.
Oh, that's true.
Well, they have the spotlight, though. You can still see it. But I think we can make it happen.
All right, Steph. Anything else that has surprised you as we've done this?
I think I say this every time when you ask me this question. It's the guests that say yes.
Every time.
Every time. It blows me away. And you start telling me every person that we had on, or every year you're like, let's look back at the last 50 guests. And it blows my mind the people we've talked to in just the last year alone.
I'm shocked. I mean, if you look at our website, we have featured guests, and it's anybody from Jim Trussell to Nick Vujicic to Dog the Bounty Hunter, Ice from American Gladiators, the voice of Siri,
Andy Irwin.
Andy Irwin, who is a big film producer, to all the Dave Ramsey personalities. I'm just blown away stuff that the people are saying yes to us. So yeah, that surprised me every time.
Yeah.
The other thing that surprised me is we were at your father's funeral 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And while we're there, Steph, I was shocked by the number of people who came through the line at the viewing or pulled us aside at the funeral and told us how much they love Tell Us a Good Story.
Mm-hmm.
No less than 10 people, I would say, actually went out of their way to come find us and tell us that. And one thing that I thought was hysterically funny, Mr. Hartman, our kid's gym teacher and athletic director at school, he's been on a few episodes with us, Tell Us a Good Story. The last episode he was on, he had some questions for us. One of the questions was, have you ever been recognized out in public?
Yes.
Now that Tell Us a Good Story is getting a little bit more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the viewing of your father's funeral, he was in line at the viewing, and the kids saw him. So the kids ran over to him, said hello, hugged him, and once the kids walked away, the person in line in front of him, Craig, turned around and said, are you Mr. Hartman from Tell Us a Good Story? And his world just changed. He's like, why, yes, I am. They recognized him, his voice, and then the kids saying, hi, Mr. Hartman.
Yeah.
And the people in front of him listened to us apparently on a weekly basis. And it was hilarious. So he got up to the line to say hello to us, and he's like, you're not going to believe what just happened. He was so proud, so excited. And then the next day, I texted him and said, did you tell your wife what happened at the viewing? He's like, did I tell my wife? I told everybody who would listen what happened. Like, he's telling his pastor, he's telling his neighbors, he's telling his wife. Like, you're not going to believe I got recognized at this funeral for Tell Us a Good Story. And he was so excited, like, made his week. It was hilarious.
It made my week. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So I have a question then. Have you guys been surprised about how you've been invited into different scenarios? Like, you went to Colorado Springs not too long ago to hang out and do some martial arts training.
Yes.
And then you were down in Texas for Life Today, the broadcast of Life Today.
With James Robinson, yes.
You know, James Robinson. I mean, have you guys been surprised by... And then just recently, you've been invited to become extras in a movie.
Yes.
I never thought of that.
All of
stuff.
The above. Yes. There's been many times where we get off the phone and they're like, hey, when you're in Franklin, Tennessee, come visit us. Or if you're in Scottsdale, please call us.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a lot of that with guests, which all of it surprises me.
All of it. The fact that people say yes to us, it's literally, I never even thought about the experiences we have gotten because of Tell Us a Good Story.
Yeah.
And it is mind blowing that people want to hang out with us post their interview, which is
very
really
surprising.
Cool.
While you're having the conversation, you just think they're being nice. Like,
yes.
Oh, right, we should get together. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that sounds great, right? But then you get off the phone, and then you get an email from their assistant, like, hey, we want to set you up. We want to set you up. When can you fly out here to Colorado Springs? And you're like, oh.
He's serious.
He was being serious. He wasn't just saying that to be nice.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, he legitimately wants to meet us in person. And, yeah, all of it,
yeah.
I'm blown away. Yeah, so I got an email the other day from Dwayne Abel saying, hey, I'll keep in touch with you guys. We're still planning to start in January on this Christmas movie. Yeah, who knows what that could entail. But just seeing that process would be hilarious. And we'd be so much fun just to be an extra in a couple scenes of a Christmas movie.
It'd be hilarious. It'd be fun.
Hilarious that we're actually doing this.
We're actually doing it. That makes sense. Yeah.
All right, Steph. Some more phone calls?
Yes. It's like my favorite part of this whole thing.
Well, hello. Tell us a good story, Kevin and Steph. This is Dee Chapelier and my wife, Joy, would love to be here as well. Congratulations. I could not even imagine 200 episodes of Tell Us a Good Story. We greatly appreciate all you do. I love being able to turn on something that's not just positive and good to hear, but also something that is uplifting and something that does tell us a good story, no matter what the story might be. God bless you guys. You're amazing. We love you, and we hope to see you soon.
Hi, my name is Tim Swanson, and Tell Us a Good Story has become a very special podcast to me. I read your book, You Met Her Where, and just really could not help but to start listening to the podcast. I've had several very special and kind of favorite episodes, some of them bittersweet. Episode 197, a tribute to Steve Keller, Steph's dad, who just recently passed away, and I had the privilege of helping to officiate his memorial service. And I just can't say enough about Steve and learn so much more in that episode, as I had not heard that when it was originally aired. Just so thankful for Steve and Brenda and the whole family, and so appreciate your podcast. God bless, and look forward to hearing more and more great stories.
Aw, that was nice.
So the first one was Steve Chapelier. Mm-hmm. And we've been on his radio show.
Yes.
Fight or Flight.
With Terry Dismore.
Then the last phone call was Pastor Tim Swanson, who did your father's funeral.
Yes.
And was incredible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. And helped manage the viewing and everything 2 weeks ago for your father, Steve. And I remember I asked you, Pastor Tim, what is his last name? And you're like, Swanson, Samsonite. That's what it is, Samsonite.
Samsonite?
Do you know what that's off of? Do you remember the movie?
No.
It's off of Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Where he's like, what's the last name? He looks at this briefcase, and the briefcase says Samsonite. He's like, Swanson. And it was Swanson was the name. He's like, Samsonite. That's the name of it. His name's right here on the briefcase. So Pastor Tim's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steph, last thing on my list here, next steps. What is the next step for Tell Us a Good Story?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. As you both know, as all the listeners know, we are literally walking this out. Like, God, what do you want? What do you want us to do? And our goal right now is just to get guests to say yes to us. And I am so thankful to say that we have guests booked into January. So y'all know that makes me so happy.
Yes.
But I don't know what is in store for Tell Us a Good Story, but I'm super excited to just keep saying yes and see what happens.
I guess here's the thing with me. With me being a finance accounting guy, I measure everything. Everything's like a scoreboard for me.
Yeah.
But with this, when people ask me, hey, where do you see this 3 years, 5 years? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see this 4 years from now, right? We started this because it was a way to promote our book, You Met Her Where. And then it's turned into not only us sharing our own stories, but other people as well. And it's turned into even higher and higher profile people. Mm-hmm. But I never saw this happening, Craig.
Yeah.
So it's literally, like you said, Steph, just we're saying yes, and these doors keep opening.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, we're literally just trusting God for the next step, because I never saw this. But I do know there are some pretty awesome people that we're getting ready to talk to.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Got a couple scheduled for next week that will drop in January.
That's pretty cool.
And so this will actually be the final new episode of this season.
Yes.
And then we'll keep recording, though. And so we'll have a lot banked for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. So, Steph, I have been waiting on this last call here. And I want to end with this, because we have a voicemail from your mom and dad before he passed away. And so incredibly special that he took the time out probably 3 weeks ago before he passed to leave this message for us.
Congratulations on your 200th episode
of
Tell Us a Good Story.
Yay, Steph and Kevin, M-E-L-T. Good job, you guys. No doubt about it. You guys are the best.
We love you.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.